Back now with Day to Day. Christmas is right around the corner, and nothing says holiday cheer like bloodthirsty computer-generated monsters. You can find them at the movie theater this weekend. Here to tell us all about it is Mark Jordan Ligon with our weekly digest of what the critics think of the new releases. It is Slate's Summary Judgment.
The acclaimed novel The Kite Runner has been adapted for film by director Mark Forster, who has made everything from Monsters Ball to Finding Neverland. The tragic tale focuses on the friendship of two young Afghan boys and how one of them is forever haunted by an act of betrayal.
I have to go to Pakistan.
Pakistan?
Rahim Khan's very sick.
Your father's friend? Is it safe right now? What about the book tour?
There wouldn't be any books if not for Rahim Khan.
The nation's critics are split on The Kite Runner. Even though the Village Voice calls it bland and the Seattle Post-Intelligencer says it suffers in its translation from page to film, Variety shouts a poignant and intimate epic, and Newsweek declares only a mighty tough viewer could fail to be moved by this adaptation. And the big wide release this weekend is the sci-fi thriller I Am Legend. Based on the classic novel by Richard Matheson and made into two previous film versions, Will Smith joins Vincent Price and Charlton Heston as the latest actor to tackle the lead role of the one man to survive a virus that wipes out the human race, leaving him alone during the day to wander an empty Manhattan. But at night, he must battle the mutated vampires the citizens have become.
Every single person that you or I has ever known is dead. Dead! Dead!
Whew. Sounds like my dad's usual Christmas toast. Luckily, many of the critics praise Smith's lead performance, with The Hollywood Reporter calling him extraordinary. New York Magazine cheers terrific mindless fun, but some echo the Detroit News. Smith is worth watching, the movie is not. Still, think about it. The only living human in New York City. That would be devastating. Horrifying. You'd have no one to yell, "What the hell are you looking at?" Oh, the humanity.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer and former New Yorker living in Los Angeles. And you know, never mind the critics. We want to hear from you, listeners. Tell us what your best and worst films of the year are. You can call and leave a message at 310-841-5180. Leave your name, where you're from, and choose one best and worst film for 2007. Tell us briefly why you think so. Or you can email us, go to npr.org, click on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. Again, the phone number, 310-841-5180. And please keep your message to 1 minute or less.